Anyways,
Anyways.
so yesterday we outlined the fact that there are two different psukim that deal with the problematic association slash ownership that you could have chametz that have lo yirah and lo yimatzeh. And we noted that right off the bat, if you just read the psukim carefully, there are two ways of potentially solving the problem of owning, associating with whatever chametz on Pesach. One is to sever the connection between you and them, right? You and it. Meaning focusing on the word licha, right? That there you shall not have chametz. And the other is to somehow transform the chametz, right? That was point one. The second point was even if you think you're transforming the chametz, you have to ask, is it only transforming the chametz sufficiently to avoid the problem of lo yimatzeh? Or could it somehow fulfill tashbitu? And in order to say that it has to, that it can fulfill tashbitu, you have two choices, right? You could either raise the bar and say that Bittul does a lot more than we potentially thought it would, or you could lower the bar on Tashbitu and say Tashbitu doesn't mean destroy, it means something much less, and therefore Bittul qualifies. Yes, that was the basic structure we noted, and we simply read Rashi and Tosfot. Tosfot claims that Bittul Chametz is what? Is Hefker. Right, he's the same as Hefker, and therefore, in terms of our model here, what does he think? How does he think you're solving the problem? By severing the connection, right? But Hefker makes it ownerless. I'm not changing the fact that it's Chametz, but I no longer own it. We have to deal with the problems, but wait a second. Bittul Chametz doesn't fit the rules of Hefker, right? That's the problems we're going to face for Tosfot, but at least the basic model of Tosfot is clear. Tosfot, Rashi said, no, it isn't focusing on lecha. What is it doing? It's actually a kiyum of tashbitu, but he does that by lowering the bar for tashbitu by saying it doesn't mean destroy. If it meant destroy, it would say tivaru. It says tashbitu, and therefore you see that somehow you're affecting the chefza, even to the level of affecting tashbitu, but only because he thinks that we can lower the demands of tashbitu. Yes? What was Tosfos' challenge on Rashi? Oh, so we didn't read it inside yet, right? Because you'll read hashbata havarahi velo bittul. Right? Hashbata is destruction, meaning Rashi, he doesn't buy the lowering of the bar, right? So if you want to look at it now, yeah. Rashi, the Re says, why does he not agree with Rashi? Because he says, in order to say that bittul counts for tashbitu, you have to lower the bar of tashbitu, except he thinks that it does, right? Exactly. Tanya Bishmaitin, Riki Vomer, Ein Sarech, Hari Omer Tashbitu, Matzinu La'avarish Yav Melacha. This is, we'll see on Daf Hey. It is, right, the Gemara implies that you need Havara, which is not Melacha, right, and that's why you can't do it on Chag. Vod de Tashbitu, Amrin Lekaman, Me'achalek, Shumishesh Lomala. Furthermore, we learn it from a different Pasuk, etc. Okay. Today, let us try to dig down into these positions. So first, let's focus not yet on the questions in Tosfot, right? Not yet on the question of how can you say that it's Hefker if Hefker has all the rules that we'll see in Nedarim, right? But first, where do Tosfot gets the idea that the primary concern or the primary way to deal with the problem of owning chametz is the lecha side of the equation, right? Where does Tosfot get the idea that if I'm going to solve it, the first place to go is lecha? So to see that, you have to look at the Gemara on Hey Amud Bet. Okay, so let's read the Gemara on Hey Amud Bet. Tanu Rabbanan. Gemara says this is one, right? The two dots on Hey Amud Bet. So five lines down. Shivat yamim se'or lo yimatzeh. For 7 days you shall not find chametz in your house. Matam udlomar. What is it teaching you? Lo chametz. You already said you can't see it. The fishanemar lo yirelecha se'or. So the Gemara says, well, it says don't see se'or. Shelcha i ataroe, aval ataroe shelachirim v'shel gavoa. Gemara says it's very simple. You know what it's teaching you? What is the novelty of the second pasuk? The magic two letters. Where's Gabe? There you are. What are the magic two letters? Lamed and Chav Sofit, Licha. Right? Which is, you shall not have it. From here we learn that if you have chametz, meaning the chefza is indeed one of chametz. It is chametz. But it belongs to others. We'll have to see whether the others mean. Now, who are the others? What are the possibilities? When you see them, very good, right? Those are a very different. Well, they're very different, right? Meaning one way of reading this Gemara is that if you have a non-Jew's chametz in your property, then you do not violate the Isser of owning chametz. The second possibility is, no, that's definitely not the case. That's the less radical read, is to say that if I have a non-Jew's chametz in my house, I don't violate. The more radical read would be if I have Mordechai's chametz in my house, I don't violate.
What can I say? You're looking at tonight.
Exactly. That's the real reason that we're trading our fancy estates, is that we don't want to check for chametz. But, what do you mean? It says that if I have someone else's chametz in my house, it's not a big deal, right? So... Oh, that'd be a crazy idea if the Gemara didn't say it on Daf Lamed Tet. Yeah, that was why Nadav and Binyamin asked me before. They're like, why are you giving me the Gemara and Chav Tet? It sounds like you're able to eat chametz if it doesn't belong to you. I'm like, yes, that's why I gave you the Gemara, because the Gemara is crazy. And he was like, wait, I thought you said that was like some weird position. I didn't realize it appeared in the Gemara. I'm like, yes, it appears in the Gemara. The Gemara is weird. Okay, hold the thoughts. No, don't turn to Chav Tet yet. No, stop. We'll get there. So the Gemara says, so it's very clear here, the Gemara says that what we learn from the second framing of the prohibition is the centrality of licha. Licha means it has to be yours. Right, then we have to deal with the question, what if it belongs to a Jew and it's in your property? But all we know so far is that achirim, some achirim, removes the Isser. So the Gemara says, Yachol Yatmin v'yikabel pikdonot min anachri. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then maybe I should actively accept deposits from a non-Jew. Right? Because why not? It's not my chametz. Right? If my non-Jewish neighbor, which is very hard to have in Efrat, but if my non-Jewish neighbor, if Sharif, right? You're all best friends now with Sharif because he sold you 150 shekel bloodstones. So if Sharif says, hey, can you do me a favor and watch my, well, they don't drink alcohol.
Bread. Watch my bread.
For 7 days, what?
Oh, they don't drink alcohol?
No, they're devout Muslims.
It's Chris. A couple of Chris. Chris asked me to watch his whiskey.
Sure. Chris asked me to watch his whiskey. My neighbor Chris from Efrat, yes. Or from Wadi Anis, or from Al Hadir.
Yes.
Sure. Chris. Chris lives comfortably in Al Hadir.
Yes.
Sure.
Chris worries about getting stoned every day.
Okay. Sure. Chris says, I'm going to find a new home, not Al Khadir. Can you hold on to my whiskey while I look? I say, sure. Finding a new home instead of Al Khadir sounds like a good idea.
Why did you live there?
Things in this area are very culturally divided. You might want to move a little bit farther into Beit Lechem. There still are some Christians in there. Not many, but some. So maybe I'm allowed to do that. Taman Lomar, Lo Yimotse. You can't find it. It shall not be found. So you can't do that either. Ainli ala bin Nachri shelo kibashta vein sharoi imcha bechatzer. Nachri shekibashta v'sharoi imcha bechatzer min ayin. Talmud Lomar, lo yimatzei bevateichem, says, so you might have thought that this is only a guy who's not under your control, right? Tamalomar, no. So then now the Gemara says, "Ein li'elat shibateichem." You might think that it's only once in your houses, but barav b'shichinu b'me'arav. If it's in your water cisterns, caves, things like that, how do you know that you violate also minayin tamalomar b'chol gvulecha? Because anywhere in your borders, you are not allowed to have chametz. V'adayin eni omer b'batim over mishum bal yirah bal yimatzei u'bal yatminu v'yikabel b'gnonot v'nachrei b'gvulin shalchai yatarah avatarah shalachirim. Whereas still, you might think that, look, all the expanded prohibitions apply in your house, but maybe outside of your house, but in your property, the only thing that you violate is if you have your own chametz, right? So maybe you'd come up with the compromise position that you can't have the guy's, I can't have Chris's whiskey in my house because that's too close to me. But if it's on my property and it's Chris's, so then, yalla, it's fine.
Or maybe if it's on your property, but it's in
or whatever. Shall chai yetaroa vataro shall chayv shikavu. I mean, nine lidamur ze shall ze baze vishal ze baze. How do I know that I just take all these rules and mix them all up? Taman lomar soor soor. Gzeira shava soor soor. Ligzeira shava nemakan soor bbatim. Soor li mati vazechem. Nema soor begulin. Lo yeira el lecha soor. Ma sor amar b'batim over mishum bal yirah bal yimatzeh bal yad minu bal yikabel b'gdonah minu nachrei. Asor hamur b'gvulin over mishum bal yirah bal yimatzeh ubal yad minu bal yikabel b'gdonah minu nachrei. Ma sor amar b'gvulin shalchai yeteroa v'ataroa shalachirim v'shalgavah. Asor amar b'batim shalchai yeteroa v'ataroa shalachirim v'shalgavah. Right, Gemara says we compare all the rules, right? This Gemara quite clearly says that even though leaving aside the fact there are certain borderline cases where I don't actually own the chametz, but because I've taken responsibility for the chametz, right? Because I told Chris that while he's finding a new house, I will watch his whiskey. That's enough that, you know, I shouldn't have it because, you know, I can't accept responsibility. But if Chris didn't do that, Chris just, you know, decided, you know what? I know Rabbi Ziering. He doesn't drink whiskey. I'm not even going to ask him. I'm just going to put it in his yard. And it probably will just stay there because no one's going to touch it. Right? Not his responsibility, I'm just putting it there. And I walk out one day and I say, wow, look, next to my lemon tree is growing a whiskey tree.
Wow.
Fascinating.
That's cool.
That's new, right? That's new. There is a whiskey tree growing. Amazing. And then there's a little note and it says, hi, look to find new house not in El Khader, Chris. I'm like, I guess that's less weird than a whiskey tree growing next to my lemon tree. I do not violate the prohibition of chametz because it's not my chametz. Now, what you have here is half an amud devoted basically to figuring out the fact that that one full pasuk here, right? That there's two main pasukim, and according to the Gemara, what is the main limud of the pasuk of Lo Yimatzei Lecha Chametz? Lecha, right? Shalcha, yeah, taroeh, but if it belongs to, for now, let's say a guy, we'll come back to the question of another Jew, or if it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, even if it's in your property, and it's definitely chametz.
As long as it's not yours.
It's not yours, you didn't violate. So when Tosfot tells you, well, bitul chametz is hefker, because all you need to do is solve the lecha problem, you understand, right, you understand, where Tosfot gets it. However, what does the Gemara never say that you would expect it to say if Tosfot was right?
Therefore, if you have chametz, just be bittul it?
Yeah, right? You would expect that if those were related, right? Meaning, is it true, undeniably, that the Gemara believes that that lo yimatze licha is coming according to Halacha to tell you that if there is a lack of connection between you and chametz, then despite the fact that this is undeniably chametz, you do not violate the prohibition, right? That is 100% clear. But the Gemara never says, and therefore, the easiest solution to owning chametz is to whatever, somehow sever the connection, sell it to a goy, to be mevatel it, whatever. The Gemara never makes that point. But if that's all you needed to do,
if someone
then you know, say it.
Right?
Say it.
If somebody can still technically benefit from it, because like,
when you say you're being bitlin, that's, it's ka'af.
Mivata. Mivata. You're being not bitlin. Bitl is, it is mivata.
Me grammar no good. So
me no.
So if you say that you're making kafadara, but
whoa, you're jumping the gun. Afradara, who said anything about making anything into dirt?
Fine.
So you and Kobe, what is this? Oh, you're running ahead. Dirt. How did you make chametz into dirt? What magic? What devilry is this? How did you do that? What?
You know what? Fine. Bittel is hefker, and we don't know why. Okay. We'll stick with that narrative for now.
What we're so far, we're in Tosfot. Okay. Now. But so far, again, at least to understand Tosfot, right? Do we understand Tosfot so far? Right, well, again, what are we left with? According to Tosfot, I have two major questions. And that is, one, if the Gemara is so obsessively clear about the fact that what?
If you don't own it, then you don't.
That very key way of avoiding violating the problems of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh is to avoid owning the chametz. And in fact, Tosfot is right that bittel is just hefker, meaning it's the severing of the connection between you and the chametz. How is it that the Gemara never makes that connection, which is, you know, intuitively obvious? That's question one. And then the second set of questions we saw are going to be local to hefker, which is, hi, Tosfot. Isn't this violating everything we know about hefker? Thank you. Please clarify how this is hefker. Thank you. Await your response with great eagerness. Your friend. Yeah, okay, like yes. We will discuss this sugya over hot chocolate. RSVP by 7:30. Yes. Okay. Those are the two major questions you have to deal with Tosfot. Now, before we move on to the hefker problems, specifically in Tosfot, let us just note that on Daf Chavtet, the Gemara seems to take the centrality of lechanis, of ownership of chametz, to places that Nadav and Binyamin simply did not believe, to the point where they just sort of erased it from their mind. We do not believe we are reading the words that we are reading, because it cannot be saying what it is saying. And yet, amazingly it is. So let's look just for a moment on Daf Chavtet, where the Gemara traumatizes all of us.
Oh boy.
And the Gemara says, Amar, three lines from the top of Chavtet. Amar of Achar Bar Yaakov, Le'olam Rebbe Yehudi. Right, this is part of a longer discussion about chametz avar lav haPesach, right, the prohibition of chametz that was owned over the course of Pesach illicitly. V'yalif se'or de'achila mise'or de'ri'iya. And we derive leaven of eating from leaven of seeing. Ma se'or de'ri'iya shelcha iya taro'eh. Just like leaven, you only violate the prohibition against owning leaven if it is yours. Avalata roeh shel achirim, but you are allowed to see the leaven that belongs to others, v'shel gavoa, or the Beit HaMikdash. Av se'or de'achila, so too, the leaven of eating, shelcha i'ata ochel, yours you may not eat. Aval ata ochel, shel achirim v'shel gavoa. But you may eat that which is others and the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay.
Right, so what did the Gemara just suggest?
And therefore, you can eat it on Pesach. Did I get it? Do I win the prize?
Yes. And then the Gemara says, "Uvidinu di barle mitne dafilu the chilashari." Now, you should have then. Now, admittedly, right, the simple shot of this sugya that it is limited not to Pesach, but remember what I told you the context is?
After Pesach.
Right, it's Chamech Sha'avara Lava Pesach. Right? And therefore, maybe all the Gemara is saying is that what? The Isser of Chamech Sha'avara Lava Pesach, meaning not on Pesach. But the prohibition of chametz she'avar alav haPesach, the chametz that was owned on Pesach, but is now after Pesach, is limited to what? To chametz that was owned by you.
Right.
So you'd immediately,
right, so you could read it that way, right? So if you wanted to read that, that would mean that no one ever said that lecha is necessary for the eating of chametz on Pesach. That would be crazy. Because then Mordechai and I could just say, let's swap chametz, and you'll just steal from me, I'll steal from you, and then we can eat bread on Pesach.
Yeah.
I will note that's not how Rashi understood the sugya. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, klomar, chametz, Degabe lo yochal is seor de ri'iya, that chametz of don't eat chametz we learn from ri'iya, umutar chemzo shal nachri, and the chametz that belongs to a non-Jew is mutar af ba'achila, even eating, afilu bi'pesach, even on Pesach, minatora.
This is
that
it is a proverb.
Yeah. No, so Rashi doesn't take the less extreme read. He takes the more radical read. Rashi just says, no, what the Gemara here is proposing for Rabbi Chabar Yaakov is that biblically, it wouldn't work with me and Mordechai, but if Chris said, listen, Rabbi, if you need a good stiff drink over Chag, here's my whiskey, and I'll say, you're not giving it to me, right? No, I'm not giving it to you.
But if you break it,
I'm not giving it to you. But if you'd like to have a drink from my whiskey over Pesach.
But you can't do that with
Mordechai. I can't do that with Mordechai. Rashi said, no, I can't do that with Mordechai. Well, we'll come to that question of whether Acherim means Jew or non-Jew. But Rashi, for the moment, is assuming it's a non-Jew. So let's just assume it's Chris. So according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Achabar Yaakov, biblically speaking, if Chris says, listen, I got to run, literally run, I got into a fight with someone, because you know, I'm not saying they would fight there, I don't know, they're very nice people in Wadi Anis, but whatever, he's moving, right? But you never know what's going on, fine. So I'm leaving. And look, I mean, you know I'm not Jewish, but, you know, I have plenty of stuff. It's all still packaged. You know, OU and Badas Eda Charedis and, you know, all types of good Hechsherim. And, like, look, it's going to go bad. And, like, if I come home and I didn't find a new place to live, then, whatever, if you'd like, I'm not giving it to you, but if you'd like to come into my house and eat it, according to Rashi, according to Reyacho, biblically, I can spend all of Chametz, all of Pesach, just eating through. What? Through Chris's pantry. Now, what's crazy about that is that you see that at least the Gemara was willing to entertain the possibility, according to Reyacho, that what? that the lecha issue, the centrality of ownership of chametz, is so central that not only there's the question of ownership of lo yirah lematzei, hang on, lecha, but in fact, eating chametz isn't a din. Now, because if I had asked you misvara, is owning chametz about own you more about the chametz or more about you? You would have said, well, you know, owning entails a person. But eating, you would have said, does ownership have anything to do with the definition of chametz as a chefza? Does it change the fact that what you're eating is chametz, I would have said? No! What are you, crazy? I don't understand. What, because it's Chris's right. Chametz? Yeah, it's less chametz? Right, so, very good. So here's the question. Is there are now two ways of taking this position. One is the way to say... So the less extreme... Well, I don't know which is more or less extreme. The two models, which both have an extremeness to them. One is to say that the Gemara is suggesting a radical position, that even when it comes to eating, it's not enough that it's a cheftel shel chametz. But the eating of the chametz is not enough to violate. What you need is eating your chametz. Right? The cheftza ha'asura, right, the object which is asur, needs to be not just chametz, but your chametz. That connection is definitional to... Correct. Or if you want to be very lumdish, Mordechai will say, no, I'm not willing to accept that. Obviously, eating chametz can only, right, the only way that you could possibly prevent eating chametz is if you transform the cheftza of chametz and made it less chametz dick. He says, but apparently the chefza of chametz itself is not simply risen flour, but it's a Jew's risen flour. If it's not that, then it is just bread, but it's nisht chametz. Right? That is among the most lomdish formulations to come up with. It also strikes me, al panav, as
a fun read.
Too lumdish to possibly have been entertained by any human being. But, you know, I can't deny that one can say it. What? Oh, they don't have the Yitzhak Hore. In order for it to get the Koyach of the Yitzhak Hore,
it needs to be
the Jew. Otherwise, it's not imbued with the power of the devil. Oh, yeah. It's just bread. It's not the devil. Now I understand. Now all is clear. Sure. Or not. Or not. What? What'd you say?
Or just now.
But if nothing else from that Gemara, you see quite a strong insistence on the centrality of the ownership of chametz in defining the prohibitions. Yes? And now when you put that together, you sort of understand why Tosfot would think that all you need to remove the problem of
chametz is hefker sari bittel.
Is hefker sari bittel. Correct. Or bittel sari hefker. Yep. Exactly. Right. Now you understand why Tosfot came to the conclusion that he did, because the Gemara apparently was willing to say things that amazingly are even more radical than that. Right? Is to make the centrality of ownership so much that, you know, you could eat chametz as long as it's not yours. However, as I said, the major problem that Tosfos is going to face, and we will not answer that question yet, but we will just highlight it, is, A, as we said, the Gemara never takes this obvious path, which, right, you know, considering how much the Gemara is willing to tell us about the importance of ownership, you would think the Gemara would at some point just say, and therefore, all you need to do to solve the problem is, you know, be mafkirit, right? Or... maybe an even simpler question on Tosfot is, if Hefker is Bittel, then why don't you say Hefker, which is, you know, a word that we have heard of. You know, it is a word we know of. The other series of questions on Tosfot is, have you ever learned the three blot in Nedarim about Hefker. And he'll say, well, presumably Tosfot would say,
yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Yes, of course he has. And everyone else will say, no, Dafyomi isn't reaching it for 2 weeks. What do you mean? What do you want from me? We're not there yet. Ask me on Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, I've covered those dapim. And I'll say, okay, that's a fair answer. If you're planning on learning these dapim in 2 weeks, I can forgive you. And the rest of you are saying, really, Dafyomi? The Darim. Anyways. What? Okay, fine. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
No. I'm kidding. Sort of kidding.
I'll get to it.
Good. That's the attitude, Mordechai. I will get to it. I believe you.
Excellent.
You know, considering that, you know, you actually finished Nazir, so I believe you. Woo! Okay. Good. So here's the problem. Look at the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Mem Gimel says, "Ayu mahalcha mederech." If you're walking along the way, ve'ein lo ma'yochal, and someone doesn't have food to eat, and you know he also happens to be traveling with someone from whom he has a vow that he shall never benefit. Who does have food? Because that was who he chose to vacation with.
They both made a vow.
No, or one of them made a vow.
Okay.
The guy who has food didn't make a vow. The guy who has no food is a hothead, and you know, makes an endowment and says, I will never benefit from you. Or yes, I know. Right? What? The point is that there is a vow that prohibits the benefit from the guy who has food to the guy who has no food. Notain lechad l'shum matana v'hala mutarba. Gemara's solution is
give it
to a third person. For some reason, apparently, there's bad blood between Kobe and I. I'm not really sure what happened, right? Kobe has food. He doesn't want to give it to me because, you know, we are forbidden to each other by neder. So Kobe says, okay, fine. I will give the food as a present to Mo, and then Mo will let me have some food so that I don't starve.
Oh, Rebbe, what if you made a netter that nobody can benefit from you?
And oh, no. Well, too bad. So, we'll find someone else. Oh, so, Yona raises an important point. It is unclear to me why anyone makes any of these nedarim. The answer in general is that people
are stupid.
That is, in fact, the answer to several shilas in the postgame about neder, which is... His people are dumb, yes. The Radbaz has an actual tshuvot about Nedarim where his answer is, I permitted it because I realized the guy is dumb and did not know what he was saying. Because he's dumb.
Can I make a Nedar that I will never make a Nedar?
No, don't do that. What?
Never make a Nedar that I will never make a Nedar.
That is exactly what he did. He made himself a Nazir Shimshon. Forever. Without Bittul, without any chance to get out of it. Yes, he made himself a Nazir Shimsho. Well, the Rabbis talked to him until he realized that. He's like, do you know who Shimshon is? No, I don't know who Shimshon is. Then why did you make another Shimshon? Because that's what people do when they're angry. And I was Matir because he's an idiot. Because he's just stupid, yes. But Yonah, the general answer is that all Shilas, not all, 90% of Shilas that have to do in the Darim, Yonah, 90% of Shilas that have to do in the Darim are predicated on the reality that people say stupid things because people can be stupid. This is just the right? And that is, so usually when you have a Neder Shilah, usually Neder Shilas were because someone was stupid, angry, usually both. You combine stupidity and anger, and very dumb things come out of people's mouths. It was so bad that there were places in the time of the Gaonim that had, this is recorded in Rishonim, that they made a takana to stop learning Masechet Nedarim for 100 years so that people would, please God, forget about the existence of the institution called Nedarim because it got so awful. Because people just made Nedarim, so they thought a better thing was to make sure that no one remembered that it existed.
Okay, not bad.
They could try. Good luck. But then you had people who, you know, made Nazir Shimshon. I don't know. People aren't smart. I don't know what you want from me. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what if there's nobody there?
How do you empty it?
I don't know.
But how do you
empty it? Here's the okay. So now the Gemara says, if no one else is there, so how is Kobi going to let me have food? Because even if we made some ridiculous Nadarim here, he doesn't want me to die of starvation. There's not that much bad blood between us. Maniach ala sela, ol agadir, b'omar harehin mufkarim. Kobi just puts them on a rock and says, Hefker! If anyone wants them, I don't know who, in the desert where just the two of us, if anyone wants them, it's here. The call me Shagos, Bahala no Deba Ochel, and Rabbi Yossi says, Nish, that doesn't work.
Right.
So Rabbi Yossi actually, the Gemara will suggest that the reason he thinks it doesn't work is because Rabbi Yossi thinks that has a unique position that Hefker is Kimatana. That Hefker is basically a matana, is like a blank check matana, where I basically leave a blank check out, right? Correct, right? It's a blank check. I just leave a blank check around, and I say anyone can fill in whatever they want and cash it, right? But until you do, the money stays in my bank account. You know, once you fill it out and take $1 million out, because apparently there's that money sitting in my account, right? There isn't, in case you're wondering. There isn't $1 million in my account, and I wouldn't leave you a blank check.
That was my next question.
Questions. You said questions. And the answer to both of those is no.
Okay.
Yes.
So, first off, so would the first case be permitted according to Rabbi Yossi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, why not?
So,
yeah, according to
Kobi and I were having a little bit of my focus. You laid in, but then you like walked away.
If I acquire something from you, if I don't end up using it, so you give me food and I don't eat it, Kobe's the one that ends up eating it.
Yeah.
Have I benefited from you?
No. Not halachically.
Okay, fine. So
wait. Sorry, which one of you? The one who ate it or the one who owned it?
The one who ate it. The one who acquired it.
Yes, you have benefited me halachically.
I've benefited halachically. So if you made a neder that nobody can benefit from it, if nobody can benefit from you, how could you ever give anything?
So this isn't nobody, right? You wouldn't. You wouldn't be giving things away. That's correct. That's not what's going on here.
In the first case,
I, who need to eat food, I'm prohibited from benefiting from Kobi. Not because Kobi's food is us around the whole world, us or me.
I thought you specifically made it against a certain person.
Yeah. Why would you assume not? That's how most Nadarim work.
No, I
Nadarim are usually like, I hate you. I never want to see you. I make a neder that I will never see you again.
I thought that the neder was nobody can ever benefit from
it. No, that is a type of neder, a crazy neder, but not. No.
Okay, fine.
No. Why? I'm a sir from Kobi. To me. That's what it means. Okay. Okay, you're asking me to defend a two sentences taken out of Quran translation. Come on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Yossi, because Hefker Matana, as Gemara says, the reason Rabbi Yossi thinks this is because Hefker is a Matana. Ma Matana Adjad Mirshut Notan, Lurishut Mekabel, of Hefker Adjad Jerusalem Zoha. Right? So he thinks it's like a present. Hefker remains in my property until it's taken by the next person. Okay, if you skip then to Blot, to Memhe, the Gemara says, Ibaide Mahav. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, how did he do this? How did he be Mafker? It was just Kobe and I walking so peacefully. Out there, right? So peacefully, right? Just the two of us, when we like each other so much that we've made, that we have nidarim between us, that we cannot benefit each other. We are, this is a very peaceful, right? A peaceful, friendly walk, because we have such good blood between us, right? So how is it that he was mafkere? Don't you need people there? So the Gemara says, oh, the afkere betrain, banpe train. There are two people, the Gemara says, well, it depends. Was it two people or three people? The Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan calls Shimon Yotzadak that Hefker needs to be in front of three people. Otherwise, it's not Hefker. Yeshua ben Levi Amar Dvar Torah Filu Be'echad Avei Efker. Matam Amru Bishlosha Kidei She'echad Zoche Ushnayim Me'idin. But Yeshua ben Levi says, no, really you only need one person there. But Midir Abanan, you need three, so that one person can acquire it and two people can testify to it. Okay? Now what does that mean? That means that we have a Shita in the Gemara that you need Hefker only in front of three people. You have a Shita here that says that you can, that means the Oraita at least. What? You do not need Hefker in front of people. Right? So the next question that you have to ask, as I said, on position of Tosfot is, according to the position that Hefker requires people present in order for it to work, then why is it that if Bittel is Hefker, we simply do not, and we don't find such rules. We simply don't find such rules. What is going to have to be the answer? How are you going to have to answer for Tosfo? Right? Very good. Right? So the combination, so the collection of these types of questions are going, well, one possibility is going to be to say that what? That even though Tosfot says that it's Hefker,
it's not Hefker in the way that we know.
Correct. It's not Hefker in the way that we're used to Hefker working. That's going to be one possibility. The other possibility is going to be that what?
That it is fully Hefker, and then we need to understand why Bittel doesn't require these rules.
Right. The other array is going to be saying, no, it is Hefker. And then we're going to have to look for more technical ways, such as?
We make an exception.
Right, meaning the Gemara here indicates that it's a machloket, right? And maybe what you're going to have to end up saying is that Bittel, the possibility of Bittel really is Hefker. Right? So again, according to Tosfot, you have basically two possibilities. One is to say that it's Hefker, but it's a different type of Hefker, and therefore expect to see certain different rules,
right?
The second is to say, you're right, Bittel is Hefker, and according to certain Shitot, depending on what you hold about Hefker, it could be that the Bittel doesn't work, right? And that our Shita, that Bittel Chametz does work, must be according to a more limited positions, like the final position here that you do not require three people for Hefker, right? So, yes. So, in addition to the problem that we had with Tosfot, which is why does the Gemara never call Bittel Hefker, you're also going to have to explain how it works with the fact that practically it doesn't seem to work with what we know about Hefker? And the answer is either going to have to be, well, it does work, but we're going to have to limit the shito that actually hold of it and find the shito that are going to make it work, right? Or you're going to have to come up, right? You always start with the, you know, extreme positions, that it's Hefker, and then you'll say, well, Hefker, you know, Hefker can mean a lot of different things. Let's not be too hasty when we call it just Hefker. It's Hefker or asterisk, right?
Are there other situations where we would hypothetically have
Hefker asterisk?
Possibly. Possibly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember last year? Bi or Shviat? Remember the same problem? Remember that? Remember that? Bi or Shviat? Oh, do you have to have Hefker? Does it actually have to be accessed by other people? Remember that? Do you have to wait till people are can get it, or should I wait till people are a block away and say, it's Mavor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I acquired it from Hefker. Amazing.
Or,
I mean, remember that?
Yeah.
For guys who didn't understand that, it's okay, but Mordechai better remember that. So, yeah.
I do remember. Okay. Or maybe once Pesach rolls around, your chametz is automatically.
Oh, and Mordechai says, wait a second. I might know why Bittel Chametz could be Hefker, and yet it could have lower standards, because, you know, it might be hard to take something that is owned by you and make it not owned by you.
Okay.
It's not as hard to take something which is not owned by you and make it not owned by you. That is, relatively speaking, Yechasit, you know, relatively, taking something that is already not owned by you, making it not owned by you, is, you know, easy.
Yeah.
Good. So that is a good explanation of why it might be that it is Hefker, and nevertheless we find different rules. Very good. So now you're already on the right track to try to understand the complexity. Well, before Pesach is owned by you, but once it's Pesach, it's not owned by you. Of course, now Mordechai will ask me the very lumpish question, which is, wait a second, according to Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, you only violate eating chametz if it's owned by you, so, but on Pesach, it's never owned by you, and therefore, you're always going to eat chametz.
Wow. That is
a catch.
Oh, you weren't going to ask me that? Because it's a good question. Okay. Fine. Let us... Okay, let's quickly look at two more things, okay? One, and I mentioned this briefly outside, is the question of, okay, so Lecha is really, really, really central, and we've been talking about Tosfot's position that focuses this entire discussion on the Yunus here, right? We've outlined some of the problems. But, as I said, the last problem you have to figure out is, what does it mean to not be yours? Right? And here, there are two possibilities. Right? What are the two possibilities of what it means for Chametz to not be yours? Either that it's not yours, or it's no Jews, right? So those are the two conceptualizations that you actually find in Rishonim and Acharonim, right? With some believing that, right? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what happens if I have Chris's chametz? We already established I don't violate Bali or Bali Matzei. But what if I don't have Chris's chametz? I have Mordechai's chametz. So then, what would it depend on? How you read the drasha? How could you read the drasha? You could either say shalcha yataroa. Who is shalcha?
Either it's just you.
Right. It either means your chametz you shall not own.
Or
anyone else's chametz.
You can own
minatora. Minatora. Even another Jew's.
Or
right.
Or it's you in the plural sense.
Right, right. Or it's, correct. Correct. Or it's, you, the Jewish people, shall not have chametz in your house. And if it's owned by a Jew, then, meaning, or to put it slightly differently, you shall not have Jewish chametz in your property on Pesach. Right? Right, so is the formulation, you shall not have your chametz, or you shall not have Jewish chametz? Right? But if it's a non-Jew, but if it's a different Jew's chametz, but admittedly he owns it, but you, let's say, have responsibility for it, that would also be a usher. So I just gave you, if you look at 9, the Gra quotes this, right? And he says, Lefi lamad zemi mashe katav hei amud bet aval ataroa v'chulei. Va'ayin Rashi sham sheper shalachirim eino Yehudi. Rashi says that it means a non-Jews. Right? And he says that's true in Kama Makomo, Debishel Yisrael Asur. Right? Aval She'eno Shelcha Ata Roe Vukamisham Vukzloki Vokam Achrayu. Right? So according to Rashi, he says, what does it mean? Jewish Chametz. Right? It's not just a, right? It's not, in fact, the case that in order to violate. Now, why is this position of Rashi important? According to Rashi, right? Right? Because now if we flip it, we say, why does Rashi not accept the claim that Bittel is only solving the Lacha problem? Gra points out, there's a very easy answer to that, which is, because Rashi doesn't believe it. Yeah, because Rashi doesn't believe it. Rashi thinks that if I have Mordechai's chametz in my house, is it mine?
No.
No. Does he think I violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh?
Yes.
Yes! According to Rashi, do you actually need to own chametz to violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh? No, you just need to have Jewish chametz in your possession. But if that's the case, according to Rashi, why can't he say that Bittul is Hefker? Because it could be that, right, meaning I didn't give, I gave it to a non-Jew, so then me non-Jewish chametz, and Rashi would say, I don't violate. But if I'm just mafkir it, so maybe it maintains its previous Jewish identity until it is converted, right? It is converted by being acquired back by Chris, right? But until then, it remains a lapsed Jew, right? It is lapsed Jewish bread, right? Therefore, for Rashi, there might be good reason why he thinks that Bittul can't just be a severing of Lecha. Because according to him, Lecha doesn't just mean that you need to own it, because I don't need to own it. I have another Jew's chametz in my house, according to Rashi, it's Asur. He says, Mashna b'div Yisrael tzarech l'va'er, that if another Jew's chametz is left on my property, I need to destroy it, even though it's not mine. The Loka Bach and Magen Avram. Now the Gran notes, the Bach and the Magen Avram disagree. The Bach and the Magen Avram think that you violate nothing unless the chametz is yours. And unless the chametz is yours. Which would work for Tosva, right? But now you understand that it may not just be that Rashi thinks that Tosva isn't compelling because Hefker needs three people, and the Gemara doesn't call it Hefker, it calls it Bittul. All the questions. There's another reason why you might not accept Tosod, and that is, Lecha might mean Jewish rather than yours. Right? That shall, right? And if you think that the Gemara on Daf Hey doesn't mean you need to own the Chametz to violate, but rather you need to have Jewish Chametz on your property whether or not you own it to violate, well then, ownership isn't central to Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. And if ownership isn't central, then guess what? Separating your ownership from the chametz, removing your ownership from the chametz, might not be enough to solve it. Right? Now that adds yet one more reason that gives one more reason to explain why Rashi might not accept Tosfot, and is only going to force us back to figure out, okay, but if it's not that, if it's not that, right? If chametz is not, if bittul chametz is not hefker, then what is it? So tomorrow, what I want you to do is first read the Gemara on Mem Hei Bet. The Gemara there is going to discuss a very different type of bittul, not what we normally think of bittul, right? And I want you to think what that type of bittul might tell you about what bittul chametz might mean. Okay. Right? And once you do that, see how much of the Ramban. You can manage, because the Ramban will at least represent the other main model of what Bittul Chametz is.